bath on the moon.
Yeah.
Gracious ass.
Gracious ass.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I am talking about
very different than audacious.
Leave their phone?
Oh.
Please just come chat with me about that before the meeting starts. The person just has to sign in. Hint, hint for CAC. Guests of Students Council is something that's a little bit of a gray area, and you might want to kind of clarify that within standing orders. So I have a few ideas if you would like to discuss them with me, but we'll take that offline. Additionally, with motions, this has come up in the last few meetings. So whenever a motion is coming as a recommendation from a particular committee, please just make sure it says upon the recommendation of X committee. Don't include how it was voted on. Don't include if it was unanimous. Don't include any of that stuff. That stuff should come through very clearly in the rest of the agenda package with the meeting minutes from that particular meeting. So in addition to that, if it's upon the recommendation of somebody else, I would just say on the recommendation of X committee, because at the end of the day, those committees are answerable to this particular council. For example, the CRO is not, as far as I know, within the context of how this all works. So I would just say limit it to the members who are answerable to Students' Council. So hopefully that clears a couple things up. With that, we'll quickly take attendance, and then we'll get on with the rest of the meeting. So, President Kinda.
Present.
Vice President Rahman.
Present.
Vice President Hanwell.
Present.
Vice President Bondarchuk.
Here.
Vice President Kwan.
Present.
Governor Kahn.
Here.
Councillor Allard.
Here.
Councillor Tronson.
Here.
Mr. Hampson for Councillor Zhang.
Present.
Councillor Burton.
Here.
Councillor Dion.
Here.
Councillor Schlamp.
Here.
Councillor Angus.
Here.
Mr.
Here.
Chakalias? Is that pronounced correctly?
Chakalias.
Okay. Mr. Chakalias for Councillor Patches is here. Councillor Chandan?
Here.
Councillor Chang?
Here.
I apologize in advance because I'm probably going to forget how to pronounce that later on. Councillor Patrick?
Here.
Councillor Jason Wan?
Present.
Councillor Yu?
Here.
Councillor Singh?
Here.
Councillor Christensen?
Here.
Mr. Scott for Councillor Doan?
Here.
Councillor Flamin?
Here.
Councillor Hodgson?
Here.
Councillor Rousseau?
Here.
Councillor McKinnon?
Present.
Ms. Castle for Councillor Kwan?
Here.
Councillor Duan?
Here.
Councillor Ademaj?
Here.
Councillor Kevin Wan?
Here.
Councillor Shu? Councillor Mustafis?
Here.
Councillor Lewis?
Here.
And I'm here. Wonderful. So we had a packed house today. Awesome. So that closes up speakers' business. Go on to presentations. There are no presentations, so we'll go to executive committee reports. Do any members of the executive wish to make a report? President Kinda.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. So I just handed up our report to you guys, and I'll just run through it really, really quick. Most of my time last week was just spent with alumni weekend activities, so like literally running around all over campus, like 3 opportunities a day. It was really fun, but it was busy. So. That was really cool, but otherwise, in terms of business, in terms of our issue regarding Worcester and their suspension, we're still working with the Dean of Students. Had a meeting with them earlier this week, no, last week, and we're just waiting for their clarification on something before we move forward. There's a lot of board meetings this week, so I just came from BFPC, Board Finance Property Committee. Nothing really huge of note, except that it's already public knowledge, but the university wants to build a 5th Lister Tower and another residence in East Campus Village. So they approved the motions today, and it'll go to the board next 2 weeks from now. There's also the Board Learning Discovery Committee coming up. I'll be presenting our exec goals there. And the way that works is, so our goals will be in the minutes, and they'll eventually make their way to the board. Like, I couldn't get to present to the board itself, they wanted to present to me. What else? GFC was great. A lot of you were at GFC, so you know what's happening. We had a meeting today about the SU and U of A financial arrangements. So the Dean of Students Office and FNO Facilities and Operations provide some grants to the SU to cover some of our operations, like orientation, because the university is technically kind of supposed to do that, but we do it for them. So there's a bit of an issue because we haven't really documented any of our financial arrangements in the past. Like, there's been email chains, but not a real document. So we're working on an arrangement for that. And that was today. Just doing some videos again for President Turpin's installation ceremony. So working on that. And this Saturday I'll be on a panel for like women in the community. So that would be really cool. A lot of the time is spent like preparing for these meetings. That's my report.
Thank you very much, President Kinda. Any other members of the executive who wish to make their reports while I try to get back to the system? Vice President Rahman.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and really glad to be here. Glad I could make it on time, too. I was just at COFA Senior Board. We had a lot of executives show up, and actually some of them showed up to our council meeting today. So welcome to council today. And the big things we talked about were the academic plan, just to check in to see how September went, and then finally, last thing we talked about was big events that were coming up. It was a really productive meeting, and I really enjoyed it. And lastly, to touch on GFC, which Nat alluded to, it was a really enjoyable meeting. It was the first one where President Durbin chaired it, and I did get a different sense that, like, he would be a different chair than President Samar Sekar was. He talked about his sense of governance based on his experience with as a campus administrator, and he had some interesting conclusions throughout it. And also, there was a budget presentation. It was tough to follow along, and there were a lot of numbers, but the key message was that fill through is a really positive thing for our campus, and we also talked a bit about the unrestricted fund access, whether that should be a rainy day fund or whether we should keep that at zero to spend up all the money we have now on strategic initiatives. And I welcome any questions you guys have.
Thank you very much, Vice President Rahman. Vice President Bondarchuk.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I sent in my report. I did just get something else today. So I'll just have it verbally. I have our business reports for September. Exciting. So it's going to be a lot of numbers thrown at you. So starting with L'Express, this month we made over $77,000, which is a $1,500 increase from last year's September. The Daily Grind, we made $62,700 in September, so $1,000 more. Most of these are more, which is actually really awesome. The Undergrind made $13,000 in September, which is a jump of $9,000 from last September, but not our biggest jump. Suspense, okay. Rat made $70,000 in September, which is short $2,000 from last September. That's okay, though, because Dewey's, our last one, made $65,000 this month, which was an increase from last September of $14,000. Thank you.
Pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Any other members of the executive who wish to make a report? I don't know if you're saluting me or if you'd like to make a report, so I'm going to go with Vice President Kwan.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. So this is more of an announcement. So last week we had a fall reading week programming meeting, and we're just talking about what kind of events we can fill in the week of November 9th to the 13th. So what we're hoping to do is focus and target more on like students who are going to live in residence and are not going back home during that week. We're looking for more of a mix of academic activities and social activities. So if you know your faculty or any student groups that are hosting some activities throughout that week, feel free to let me know. That's all I have.
Thank you very much, Vice President Kwan. And Vice President Hanwell, go ahead.
Just on the last thing that Vice President Kwan said, or thank you, Mr. Speaker. I think like ghost tours would be super cool of campus while everybody's away, but that's just me. I'm sorry that my report was late as well. It's just been a ridiculously busy past couple weeks. The biggest thing that's happening right now is federally for GoTV, but some other stuff that I just wanted to touch on. Did a couple interviews on Get Out the Vote. Also, I want to thank Aya Fiché for doing a French language debate viewing party. All of us were there. It was a lot of fun. It was really actually like really tight-knit community, which was really cool to see. And the final thing is CASA has decided that the executive director is not a good fit for the organization, so she was let go. We have an interim ED, and we'll be hiring one in November. And the final thing that Vice President Bondarchuk has asked me to talk about, because he forgot, is that groceries will be coming to campus October 13th. So tell your friends, call home about it, write home about it, and buy groceries on October 13th.
Thank you very much, Vice President Hanwell. That concludes executive committee reports. We'll move on to board and committee reports. Do any members of any boards or committee chairs wish to make any reports? Who's that? I think that's Councillor Adamash.
Yep.
Okay, go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. So I'm speaking on behalf of CAC, just talking about what has happened the last couple of weeks. So a new chair was elected. We talked about a couple of the events that happened. Your recommendation, Mr. Speaker, that will be going to the agenda, I believe, so I'll talk to you about that. CAC is a bunch of basically very great matter stuff. There's a lot of things that have to be discussed, so I would recommend all councillors to come to the next meeting, which is next Tuesday at 5 p.m. It would be next Tuesday at 5 p.m. In sub 606. And one of the, obviously, all topics that we'll be discussing is councillor jackets. There's been a delay in purchasing them for reasons that I don't want to repeat anymore. So basically, we'll be making our final decision. So please do come out. Please give your final vote. It's basically another democratic thing to do, so you might as well come out. And then there will also be discussion on expanding councillor engagement that Councillor Kevin Wong wants to talk about, and also recommendations from the speaker either today or from previous meetings, I remember. So please do come out Tuesday at 5. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Councillor Ademaj. Councillor Kevin Wong.
Yes, so I'm speaking on behalf of the nominating committee. Yesterday, we had nominations for the DM Student Selection Committee, and we appointed two students to that committee. One is Sarah Elder from the Engineering Student Society, and the other is Mitch Bartram, who is a floor coordinator with the Lister Hall Students Association. So this time, it will be an interesting experience selecting for the new DM students. Another thing that I wanted to discuss that came up yesterday when we were discussing the UN revised standing orders for a nominating committee is whether nominating committee should have the power or the ability to appoint GFC counselors to GFC. And some points that were brought up, like the four, obviously, we get more student representation, but also on the against side, there's a question of why would you run in a by-election or for GFC at all if you could just weigh in and get put in an application and get appointed, right? Not that the application process would be easy, but that kind of defeats the process of a by-election, in my opinion. And also, is it democratic at all? So I've brought a motion to the floor, I think, in the late editions. It is for to allow NomCom to appoint GFC counselors, but I realize that it's RDN bylaw 100, so I would just like to use it as an opportunity to hear what council thinks of this. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Councillor Kevin Wong. Governor Khan?
Sorry, I had food in my mouth. So what I put in my report was talking about making changes to the Board of Safety, Health, and Environment Committee in terms of their terms of references. In general, what these changes are going to end up doing is provide oversight regarding student health and wellness initiatives and strategies on campus in regards to something more specific is like reviewing and approving university policies and procedures related to student health and wellness issues, receive information, review, provide recommendations on management or other reports related to student wellness trends and initiatives at the university, and also providing that meeting group essentially with the tools to actually be able to make those changes by having new members kind of in there who understand these issues much better than I do. I think the biggest impact this at least has as far as the SU is concerned is that it kind of alleviates us from putting so much resources into this issue, because when it's at least coming from the board and it's kind of advising the administration, it kind of at least gives them more of the burden and responsibility to kind of deal with those issues. Beyond that, I think the other benefit to this is also the fact that for future student board members and people who are on the board in general, it gives them a better place to kind of like collect information and strategize for the SU itself on how to best use the resources towards this issue. And that's it.
Thank you very much, Governor Khan. Any other reports from any board members or committee chairs? Seeing none, we'll move into question period. So there were no submitted written questions, so we'll start our first 15 minutes with any oral questions that any councillors might have. Any questions for question period?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I have a question is to Councillor Ademaj. Who's the catcher? I missed that.
Councillor Ademaj? Hold on a second. It's getting all screwy.
Okay.
Me.
Councillor Ademaj. Go ahead. Is that Sorry, I had to delete a bunch of people from this thing. So, are there any other questions for question period? Councillor Jason Wong, go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. So the first question is for Vice President Rahman. Could you elaborate on the joint certificate in arts and science regarding mentorship you mentioned in your report? I think it's a very interesting topic, and I'd like to learn a little more about it.
Go ahead.
All right, thanks for the question, Councillor Jason. Yeah, I can elaborate on it. So basically, it's going to be a set of four courses, and a lot of these details are TBA, but what's on the table right now is there'll be four different courses, ranging from 74 to 112. Basically, you're going to take four different courses. One's an introductory, big issues in leadership, things that you should be aware of as a leader course. You can take, like, the course will be offered jointly by the Faculty of Arts and Faculty of Science, so it can count for science credit or arts credit, depending on what works better for your degree. And then the other two courses are more on, they're like a combination between learning in the classroom and actually doing experiential learning, like getting a hands-on time spent mentoring the students. And then last year, fourth course, which is the one that the final course that you need to graduate with a certificate from, is a, it's a like a dedicated intern. It's the equivalent of a capstone project in engineering. So it's a very intensive, time-consuming project that is designed to make sure that the student really picks up some skills by the end of the certificate and really apply everything that they learn. So you have one course that's focused on learning in the classroom, one that's a combination of hands-on learning and learning in the classroom, and then your final course is very heavy on hands-on learning.
Thank you very much. To Councillor Kevin Wong.
Hi, thank you, Mr. Speaker. My question is for President Kinda. I would like to know what the update is on the video production space that you mentioned a while back.
Thank you for the question. There are updates, there's been no progress just because I haven't worked on it yet. So just to recap, one of my goals was to create some sort of like video production space for student groups, for people who work for the SU to create and produce videos, sort of like a computer lab, but way smaller. I'm thinking I'll get a start on this hopefully in October or November. It'll be more of an internal project working with the GM and some internal SU staff. So once we get some of this political stuff out of the way that we're working on, I'll have more time to do that. Thanks for the question.
Thank you very much. Governor Khan.
Question to VP Kwan. So I see that I was a little surprised at the price tag, essentially, for the prayer and meditation space. I mean, $700,000 just seems like an outrageous number for the space. I was just curious how that number came about.
Go ahead.
Thank you for the question.
Sure.
So this number was actually determined way back before I started my term. To my understanding, what Nicholas told me was it was more so for the internal design because it's really specific for different faith groups. So, yeah, I think that's what it came about, mostly for the internal decorations and stuff.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. My question is for the Vice President of External. I was wondering if he had a number for council as to how many students have signed up pledging to vote.
Yep. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Thank you for the question. I'd put us somewhere around 3,000. So unfortunately, not as much has been gained over like the last 2 weeks as we would have thought. But I think part of that has been organizing volunteers. So hopefully we'll hit the ground a lot harder. And yeah, but we're at about 3,000 right now.
Thank you very much. Councilor Flynn?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This question is for Vice President Bondarchuk. What is the status as to the vacant rental space on the lower level? Has there been an agreement reached?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Thank you for the question. So for the lease or the retail bay or the lease space that we have in the lower level next to subprint. We've decided to split it in two, and the first half will be going out to ATB Financial to hold something of a financial literacy center. It's not a branch. It's something that they'll be developing to like increase students' knowledge around resume building, other things, banking.
Yeah.
Can I? Okay, I'll just finish up by saying that the second part will be put out to a request for a proposal for the second half of the space, but I will pass it on to President Kinden.
Kiki Bonnerjuk covered it. Just to be more specific about the ATB space, it's not a branch, but it's like a success center. And one of the biggest draws for us was that they'd be providing some support to student groups. So student groups could go to them, like if they're right there on the floor, you can open a bank with an account with them, you can get some, like maybe granting, I don't know if they're doing granting yet. We're still going over the agreement, but they'll be there to provide like support in terms of financial literacy and all that. So it's good for student groups, and it'll be good for us because we'll get money from them to help fund our services. But the rest of it, I think, is about 700 square feet that might be going out to RFP, that will be going out to RFP. So, yeah.
Thank you very much. Councilor Jason Wong.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This is a question for Vice President Bonnerjuk. So, again, congratulations on the funding of groceries to Submart. Many students that I know are extremely excited about the initiative, and they're all curious as to what kind of items they can get. So I know previously you mentioned there will be like, fresh vegetables, milk, but my constituents would like more information, and I'm wondering if there will ever be a list online or anything of the sort.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and thank you for the question. I am pulling up the Excel spreadsheet now. We're currently reformatting the Submart. Website hasn't been reformatted in a while, so we're currently working on getting it up there. But just for everyone's information here, I'm not going to go through all of them because we have 105 items coming. But I'll go through some of them. So we have tomatoes, cucumbers, broccolini, which is different than broccoli. It's like if broccoli and asparagus had a baby, and it is delicious. We have strawberries, spinach, baby kale, garden salad, peppers, grapes, celery, watermelon, onions, potatoes, three different kinds of potatoes, two different kinds of mushrooms, raspberries, blackberries, avocados, 2 liters of milk, the 650 gram things of yogurts, shredded cheese, blocks of cheese, soy milk, almond milk, margarine, cottage cheese, tofu, cream, slices of cheese, eggs, sandwich meat, ham, bologna, roast beef, bacon. We're still working on getting halal meat, we're just looking for a supplier. Coils of garlic sausage, cans of corn, kidney beans, chickpeas, lemon juice, lime juice, Rice Krispies, Raisin Bran, Cheerios, Honey Nut Crunch, Cream of Wheat, gluten-free spaghetti sauce, oatmeal, granola bars, muffin mix, baking soda, canola oil, soy sauce, pasta sauce, and bread.
Thank you very much for that extensive list. I'll go to Governor Khan.
This is a question to the Science Council. I was curious to know about what happened at the ICE meeting. I was told that they didn't meet quorum. I was actually there in the beginning, mostly to just grab pizza. It seemed like a decently full room. So if someone could elaborate, that'd be great.
Meeting, we actually did really well for a while because
we had quorum for like 2 hours. But then because we had so many questions directed towards the executives, around 8:30 people started weeding out. So we lost quorum. So we lost quorum after a while. And according to the constitution of the ICE, I believe Alex Kwan posted this on our chat, but I think it was 21 to 23 days we have to host another stagium. So there will be another one coming up, and hopefully this time things will go well. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Councillor Dewan, Councillor Kevin Wong, or Councillor Patrick. Sorry.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
You're welcome.
This is a question for Vice President Bondarchuk. In your report, you listed how much money various businesses made. I'm curious if that's a revenue or profits or some other number that we were hearing.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and thanks for the question. Sorry, I should have clarified. This is revenue that we've taken in. So looking at, as a side note, the COGS, which is cost of goods and services for the businesses, has not really gone up yet this year. We expect that it will go up in October with the increase to minimum wage in Alberta, but the numbers that I reported on were our gross revenues from the businesses. Sorry, and thank you.
Thank you very much, Vice President Bondarchuk. Governor Kahn?
Question for VP Bondarchuk. I was curious as to what the pricing was going to be like for those goods in comparison to other grocers such as Safeway or Sobeys.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Thanks for the question. I also have, I'm not going to list them, I promise, but I do have the prices in front of me. So what we're doing is we've lowered, so currently we have a margin that we set for all the items sold at Submart. We've lowered that margin as a percentage for the grocery items specifically, the perishable ones, since we won't be ordering in as big a stock as any of the other like grocery chains. We don't get a discount at that level, so we're going to have to have lower margins. For the most part, they will be pretty on par. I've looked at them. There's a couple that I saw that are a bit high that I'm trying to get down. What's some good example ones? Avocados are $1.50. 2% milk is two liters of milk, $4. Yogurt's like $4.40. Eggs, I'm still trying, that's one of the ones I'm trying to drive down. So like when I've looked at them, they look comparable. We are gonna judge customer feedback from people that visit somewhere in the first week and see, we'd rather set the prices higher in the first week and then have to lower them as opposed to the opposite. So we really welcome your feedback. The manager from Submart is actually really, really awesome, and we always get the most feedback from Submart because people are really willing to chat with her. So if you see her or a staff member at Submart, let them know about your grocery buying experience, and we'll reflect in the prices. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Vice President Bondarchuk. Vice President Kwan.
My question is for the WUS counselor. I believe it's Councillor Yu. I was just wondering, when was the last time you've been in contact with them and how have they been doing?
Go ahead.
So far I haven't contacted them yet. So maybe during this week.
Thank you very much, Councillor Yu. Any other questions for question period? I have time for one more question before we extend question period. Anything at all? Seeing none, we will close question period there. Before I move on to the rest of the agenda, I just wanted to mention there's a few people, for whatever reason, who have chairman or chairperson access as well. So if you see that you're pressing your speaking button and the light turns on red immediately, it means you have like priority access. If that happens and you'd like to get rolled into kind of like the speaking order, please let me know, because if you just turn your mic on and start talking, it's going to be very disruptive. I will not like this.
Mr. Speaker, can you change
mine? If I change it, we're going to have to go to recess probably,
okay.
Like right away.
That's
so,
okay.
Or else I would already change it by now, so I apologize. apologize for that. Just bear with me. There's a few people, the first three people in this row over here, the first four people in that row over there, and then I think Councillor Roussel's microphone is also like randomly given a priority. I don't really know how that works. I'm learning just as much as you folks are at this point. Councillor Singh, did you have a question? All right, so with that, we'll move on to board and committee business. So we'll move on to item 6A. Christensen Duan moved to reintroduce the second reading of Bill number 10 and amend Bylaw 2200, Section 47, and Bylaw 2300, Section 38, based on, I'm going to say, the recommendation of Bylaw Committee. Like, somebody else might have suggested the wording for this. I'm not, like, blaming anybody. It's fine. Just... Please, Councillor Christensen, would you like to introduce your motion?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, for criticizing my motion writing skills.
We
could have a motion writing session together sometime.
I like that.
Awesome. So for this amendment, this was based on the one that was tabled last time. We discussed this at length at the bylaw committee meeting last Wednesday, and we came up with a new solution, we think, to allow the CRO time to rule on things while also keeping the system accountable. So in this new method, they will have a longer amount of time, which will no longer be defined in working hours, but rather real hours. And if they're going to exceed the 48 hours now, they will just have to make a notification to the chair of Dive Board, so the chief tribune of Dive Board, and just so that they're accountable. The tribune of Dive Board will have no power to deny this. It will just be to notify them in case it ever goes to Dive Board. And then they'll supply that notification of extension of the research or investigation period to, they'll attach that as an appendix to the bylaw ruling. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Councillor Christensen. So we'll open item 6A up for debate. Is there any debate on item 6A? Seems like, oh, President Kinda, please go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Thank you for the change. I just question about the place where it says provide a carbon copy. Does it have to be a carbon copy? Like, is that specific for a reason, or do you just mean, does the bylaw committee just mean like a copy of the complaint? This might be a very nitpicky thing to ask about, but that's my question.
Thank you very much, President Kinda. Is there any further debate on this motion? Councillor Christensen, go ahead.
The reason we chose carbon copy is we thought it would be more clear than putting like CC on an email, which it's my understanding stands for carbon copy. So hey, this is all correspondence.
Physical carbon copy.
Yeah, no. And it should explicitly say supply an email in, I don't know, the third point. So it'll be following that.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Is there any further debate on item 6A? Seems like everyone went to bylaw committee for this one because there are no items up for debate. Is there anyone opposed to carrying item 6A? Seeing none, would anyone like to have their abstention noted for item 6A? Wonderful. So item 6A carries unanimously. All right, so we'll move into general orders. Yes, Councillor Kevin Wong.
I move one of them to board and committee matters, the appointment of the two students from the lay editions. Is it possible now? Or is that out of order?
I was going to special order that motion anyhow. We can just deal with it after item 7B on the main agenda. I won't be special ordering item 7A, so if you want to move to special order that item onto the main agenda, you can do so. The only reason I'm doing that is because, I can explain that if we go into that sort of item. So I'll be special ordering item 7B from the late editions. So your motion to appoint two members to the Dean of Student Selection Committee. At this point, I'll not be special ordering item 7A from the late editions. Does that make sense?
Yes, but if I still want to have the conversation for item 7A, how would I go about doing that?
So you'd have to move to special order item 7A onto the main order papers. So you'd have to convince members of council that this is a point that's of, basically, I think it's, I'm paraphrasing council saying words, but it's of utmost importance to members of Students' Council. If they agree with you, then they will agree to special order this item, and then we can have that discussion or debate on this particular motion whenever that is special ordered. Does that make sense? Clear as mud?
So that means I have to ask council to special order it first.
So yeah, so you'll have to move to special order that item. Somebody will have to second to special order that item.
And then we go to a vote, like any other motion?
Yes. We'll have debate on the motion, and I can't think of what it is off the top of my head, so we'll just say a simple majority vote brings that item to the main board of papers. It could be a two-thirds majority, but at this point, I can't remember right off the top of my head. I can check. Robert's rules, but yeah. That makes sense?
Yeah.
Okay, wonderful. So, move on to item 7A. Flamin moves to appoint one member of Students' Council to the First Alberta Campus Radio Association FACR Board of Directors. Is there a seconder for this particular motion? Vice President Bondarchuk, Councillor Flamin, would you like to introduce your motion? Go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. It's come to my attention that one of the student union representatives to the First Alberta Campus Radio Association Board of Directors has resigned, and therefore I have put this motion to council to fill that vacant seat.
Thank you very much, Councillor Flyman. Before we move into nominations, does anyone know anything else about the FACR meetings? How often they're held, when they're held, all that good stuff?
They're still trying to hash that out. We had the two student representatives, one GSA
representative, and four new elected representatives. So we have a lot of people who, where they're still trying to find an agreeable date and time. So as of yet, there hasn't been anything confirmed. I've heard that they're leaning more towards earlier in the week. But again, we have yet to have a date finalized.
Do you know how often those meetings might occur?
Monthly.
Monthly?
Last year, they were the first Thursday of every month,
okay.
Barring the need for a special meeting.
Okay.
So I would imagine they'd follow the same frequency monthly, but as far as a date or time, I have yet to hear anything.
And one more quick question for all of Council's information. Are there any members of Students' Council already on the board, and if so, who are those members so that they'll get
reunited? I am the last remaining councillor on the FACR board.
Wonderful. Thank you very much, Councillor Flyman, for all that information. Any questions before we move into nominations? Seeing none, are there any nominations for the FACR board of directors? Councillor Patrick.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Sorry, this was a question I was going to ask.
Sorry.
The FACR board. Does the FACR board specifically ask for Students Council members to fill this particular position?
I've been told that they are student representatives. I think there's some debate up in the air whether they need to be Students Council members. If there are any nominations and any members that are voted into position tonight, great. If not, it's also been suggested that we could pass this to a nominating committee and have the nomination or the information go out and solicit students at large.
I think Vice President Bondarchuk has some more information on this item.
Yes, thank you. Sorry, mine's one of the things. Okay. In the terms of reference for FACRA as well as our other DFUs, it must be an elected member of Students' Council. So any of us in this room that aren't proxies. Sorry, proxies.
Any other questions before we move into nominations? Yes, go ahead.
When are the meetings for FACRA?
So meeting times, sounds like, have not been set yet because there's so many new members. So I think that's pending. It sounds like from what Councilor Flyman said, meeting time will be sometime earlier in the week, so Monday, Tuesday, or maybe even Wednesday.
Yeah.
Is that accurate?
Yes, it is. Any new member voted in today
may also help when their input is solicited, what schedule works best for them, then it may end up affecting the date and time selected as well.
Councilor Aller, did you have a question or do you have a nomination?
No, I was just going to say the same things. Okay. The terms of reference for the DSD requirement.
Any other questions before we move into nominations? Anything at all that has not yet been addressed? Seeing none, we'll move into nominations. Are there any nominations for the FACRA Board of Directors? Anyone at all?
Hello?
Yes?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to nominate Councillor Schlamp.
Councillor Schlamp, do you accept?
Yeah. Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, I got you. Wonderful.
I was going to nominate Councillor Schlamp and Councillor Brinkman, but now that we have a nomination, I'll take pass on that.
Thank you very much, Vice President Rahman, as well as Councillor DeYoung for your nomination. Are there any further nominations? Anyone have a real burning desire to be on the FACRA Board of Directors? Campus Radio is exciting stuff, people. Going once, going twice. All right, so we'll close nominations there. Congratulations, Councillor Schlamp. Move on to item 7B. Kinda moves to appoint.
Point of parliamentary inquiry?
Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Out of curiosity, should, if there's a single nomination, should that still go to a vote? Or
from my experience with Students' Council, when there's only one nomination, that nomination is acclaimed.
Okay.
If Council wants to change that procedure, we can do so. I don't see the point in having a speech for 1 minute by the individual who's nominated and then council just shutting them down because no one else seemed interested in the position. Just my take on it.
Okay.
But I mean, if council has a different opinion of that, please bring that forward to Councilor Adamash and CAC. Don't worry, I got your back, Councilor Adamash. I'll be there. So with that, we move on to item 7B. Kinda moves to appoint two councillors to the DIE Board Selection Committee. President Kinda, would you like to...
Yeah.
Is there a seconder for this motion before we go into that? Councillor Lewis, President Kinda, would you like to introduce your motion?
Certainly, I would love to. So the DIE Board stands for the Discipline Interpretation Enforcement Board. Members resigned over the summer, so the board needs to appoint a chief tribune and two associate tribunes, and two associate chief tribunes and potentially additional tribunes in the future. Meeting dates aren't set yet, so if you join, you'll be able to decide meeting dates. But they'll likely be starting the first or second week of October, so right away. And that's about it.
Thank you very much, President Kinda. Any questions on the DIE Board Selection Committee before we move into nominations? Go ahead.
Question for President Kinda. Would it be considered a conflict of interest if you plan on running in elections again?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I haven't thought about that, but I, in my personal opinion, I think perhaps, but this might be something the Speaker would want to clarify, just because if you're choosing the people who would eventually be ruling on decisions
in related to elections? Like, it's a little murky water. It's kind of up to you, I think.
Yeah, my personal opinion on it, it sounds morally not like the not morally and ethically not like the best idea in the world. That being said, from someone who I knew quite, I still know quite well, to me it kind of passes the conflict of interest test.
Yeah.
So Amanda Henry's famous
yeah.
words, but there's no, you have no, unless you have some relation to somebody applying for the Dive Board Selection Committee, if there's some sort of employment relationship there, or if you're having relations with that individual, there's a conflict of interest. Like, there's no conflict of interest if those three things don't apply. So three words you need to know for conflict of interest is blood, money, and sex.
And grades.
And grades, yes, because we're at an academic institution.
Absolutely. And I think like it comes down to personal gain. So maybe if you declare your conflict, if you're in a meeting or something, like if there's potential for personal gain out of it, somebody could see it as a conflict of interest. So you can like declare it at the meeting if you think that's appropriate.
Any other questions before we go into your nominations? Seeing none. Are there any nominations for the Dive Board Selection Committee? Everyone's just hopping to get engaged tonight. Yes, Councilor Kevin Wong, go ahead.
I'd like to nominate Councilor Tronson.
Councilor Tronson, do you accept the nomination?
As passionate as I am about the Dive Board and its role in governance here, I am too busy to accept, but thank you for the nomination.
Thank you, Councilor Tronson. Governor Khan?
I'd like to nominate Councilor Lewis.
Councilor Lewis, do you accept?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much. Governor Khan? Vice President.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to nominate Councilor Christensen, Councilor Hodgson, and Councilor Rossell.
Oh, let's do this one at a time. So, Councilor Christensen, do you accept? Just say yes or no. Or
I have a lot of passion for the Dive Board. I do, but sure.
So you had some more nominations, Vice President Rahman.
I'd like to nominate Councillor Hodgson.
Councillor Hodgson, do you accept?
Sure.
Two sures and a. I'm excited about this. Well, Vice President Ron, do you have a third nomination?
Thanks. I'd like to nominate Councilor Rossell.
Councilor Rossell, do you accept?
Do I have to? Oh, there it is. Okay. Thank you for the nomination. I am extremely busy, though. I'm taking lots of classes this year, and I would like to politely decline.
Shut down. President Kinda.
I'd like to nominate Councilor McKinnon.
Councilor McKinnon, do you accept?
Along the lines of Councillors Tronson and Rossell, I will also decline.
Let's see who's next here. Councillor Tronson? I'm assuming that's.
Oh, no, I just pressed the button to respond. So that's
not fair enough. Councillor Patrick.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would like to nominate Councillor Schlamp.
Councillor Schlamp, do you accept?
Well, thank you for the nomination, but no.
Councillor Angus?
I'd like to nominate Councillor Burton.
Councillor Burton, do you accept?
No.
Straight to the point. Governor Khan?
I'd like to nominate Councillor Singh.
Councillor Singh, do you accept?
No.
Councillor Lewis.
I'd like to nominate myself.
So Councillor Lewis withdraws his nomination, unfortunately, because it could have been a sweet race. Assuming there are no other nominations. Vice President Bonnerchuk.
I nominate Councillor Dion.
Councillor Dion, do you accept?
I respectfully decline.
Any further nominations? Seeing none, congratulations to Councillors Christensen and Hodgson. Two shirts. So we'll move on to item 7B from the late editions. Councillor Kevin Lung moves to appoint Sarah Elder and Mitch Bartram to the Dean of Student Selection Committee. Councillor Kevin Lung, is there a seconder for this motion before we go on to that? I saw Councillor Adamadra's hand up, so I'll take his seconding that motion. Councillor Kevin Lung, would you like to introduce your motion?
Yeah, so yesterday we went through a nominating committee, and after reviewing these two students' credentials, we decided that they're excellent candidates for the role of the DM Student Selection Committee because they have had numerous dealings with the DM students in the past year. So I would like council's support on this motion, seeing that these students are excellent individuals. And they also represent students from a student group, so the Engineering Student Society, and residents too. So as a floor coordinator, they will have ample knowledge about residents, which is an issue that DM students deals with. If you have any questions about how the process went in nominating committee, feel free to ask a question.
Thank you very much, Councillor Kevin Wong. Unlike the other motions, because there are nominations, this is an actual legitimate motion, so we'll go into debate on this particular motion. It's not just an appointment of a couple of councillors, so we'll go into debate. Yes, Councillor Tronson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, as you well know, I am a movie aficionado, and as you also well know, Ferris Bueller's Day Off is my favorite movie. I would like to shout out to my favorite Dean of Students that I know of, Edward R. Rooney, the famous antagonist to Ferris in this movie. I think the Deans of Students play an important role, and I'm glad to see that the nominating committee has found two students who have had interactions with the Dean of Students to be consulted on this process. So I would like to support the motion. Thank you.
I now know new things about Councillor Johnson.
You didn't know?
I did not know that.
Oh, now you do.
Any other items of debate? President Kinda, go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'm not sure I can follow that up, but I just wanted to say that the two students listed here, from my experience, are like very well-spoken, they're very engaged, they're very knowledgeable, and so beyond their like dealings with the Dean of Students Office, I just know they'll be good representatives of the student body, so I would definitely vote to appoint them.
Thank you very much, President Kinda. Is there any further debate on item 7B from the late editions? Is there anyone opposed to carrying this motion? Is there anyone who would like to have their abstention noted from item 7B from the late editions? Seeing none, that motion carries unanimously. So with that, the items on the main agenda are exhausted. I don't know if Councillor Kevin Wong would like to special order item 7A from the late editions. Yes, go ahead.
So I would make a motion then, in that
yes,
case?
You would move to special order item 7A from the late editions onto the main agenda.
I would like to make a motion to special order item 7A from the late editions.
Is there a seconder for this motion? Councillor Jason Wong? So we'll go and deal with this as if it was a regular motion. So, Councillor Kevin Wong, would you like to introduce your motion to special order this item?
Yeah. So, like I said earlier, I just don't know if it is a good idea for the nominating committee to have the ability to appoint students to the GFC. And as I mentioned earlier, there are pros like more student voice representation, but on the other side, is this democratic at all? And also, why have a by-election if you can just get appointed? But these are all questions that I want to hear answers from the rest of council, so that's why I'm requesting this to be special ordered.
Jason Moore. Go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to speak in favor of this motion to special order the other motion, because GFC by-elections are this week, I believe, and the next GFC meeting would be in mid-November, if I'm incorrect, please let me know. But I believe that if we can deal with this matter now, then there is ample time for students to be appointed after the by-elections for the next GFC meeting. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Councillor Jason Wong. Councillor Christensen.
I just have a question. I was wondering, did this come up fairly recently, this decision, or like in order to, for us to be discussing this today, or could this potentially like wait until the next meeting?
Councillor Flamin.
I just had a point of parliamentary.
Yes.
Motion to special order, is that the same as, that's not the same as a non-special rules of order, is it?
I don't believe so.
Okay.
A motion to special order, I think, is in line with almost like a motion to suspend the rules. Usually, I think a motion to suspend the rules is not debatable, non-amendable, and requires a two-thirds majority. Seeing as my previous experience with Students' Council, I think this is an item that should be debated. If Council disagrees, they can certainly choose to challenge the chair, and we can go through that those hoops as well. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Councillor Kevin Wong.
So to answer Councillor Christensen's comment, this has been brought up before, but it's also recently, and apparently previously NomCon did this. It just wasn't in the old standing orders, to my knowledge, and I found this out about 2 hours ago, according to Councillor Flamin. It is argued by Bylaw 100. So currently, as of now, nominating committee does have the ability to appoint GFC councillors to GFC. I just wanted to hear what the rest of council thinks, because I'm not entirely comfortable with this idea.
Thank you very much. President Kenda.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Well, I don't mean to be a stickler. I don't personally see this as something that's very urgent or imminent. The next GFC meeting is in November, and while it's definitely a worthwhile conversation, I personally haven't given it much thought, because I think it could have implications, and I just don't know what they are yet. So I'd like to personally debate it at a different council meeting.
Thank you very much, President Kinda. Councillor Christensen, your second speaking turn.
Thank you. I just wanted to echo what the President said. I like having time to read through motions before they're discussed at council, and late additions like this make that difficult.
Thank you very much, Councillor Christensen. Any further debates on the motion to special order this item? Seeing none, we'll go to a vote. So once again, as I said before, we'll just go by a simple majority vote. So all those in favor, special ordering item 7A from the late additions onto the main agenda, please raise your placards, or we'll use the voting system. So please vote now. For those people who were not here earlier, plus is a vote in favor, negative is a vote against, and zero is an abstention. So we'll close voting in 3, 2, 1. So the motion fails with 13 in favor, 18 opposed, and 2 abstentions. Would the abstentions like to be noted? Wonderful. So that motion to special order item 7A fails. So with that, I believe that exhausts our business for today. So we'll quickly take attendance again, and then I will let you all on your way. President Kinda.
Present.
Vice President Rahman.
Present.
Vice President Hanwell.
Present.
Present.
Vice President Bonnerchuk.
Here.
Vice President Kwan.
Yep.
Governor Kahn.
Here.
Councilor Allard.
Here.
Councilor Tronson.
Here.
Mr. Hampson for Councilor Jang.
Here.
Councilor Burton.
Here.
Councilor Dion.
Here.
Councilor Schlamp.
Here.
Councilor Angus.
Here.
Chuck Elias, is that
one? He's here.
Mr. Chuck Elias for Councilor Patches is still here. Councilor John, then.
Here.
Councilor Chang.
Here.
Councilor Patrick.
Here.
Councilor Jason Wan.
Present.
Councilor Yu. Councilor Yu is here. Councilor Singh.
Present.
Councilor Christensen.
Here.
Mr. Scott for Councilor Doan.
Here.
Councilor Flyman.
Here.
Councilor Hodgson.
Here.
Councilor Roussel.
Here.
Councilor McKinnon?
Yeah.
Councilor Kwan? Actually, that's Ms. Cadsell for Councilor Kwan. I apologize. Here. Councilor Duan?
Here.
Councilor Adamaj?
Here.
Councilor Kevin Wan?
Here.
Councilor Shu?
Here.
Councilor Mustafis?
Here.
Councilor Lewis? He's still here, he's just talking. And I'm also here. Wonderful. Meeting adjourned at 7:26 p.m.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to go to college.
Yeah,
Kevin.